Good morning and welcome to the Q&A session for Techstep's Q1 2021 results.
My name is Erik Haugen. I'm the Chief Commercial Officer for Techstep. Together, I'll be moderating this session. Together with me, I have CEO Jens Haviken and CFO Marius Drefvelin. We have asked for submitting questions using the ir@techstep.no email, and we have received a couple of questions that way. If you'd like to ask any questions during this session, you may do so either by writing them in the chat at the bottom of your screen. Alternatively, you raise your hand in the reactions field on the bottom right, and we will unmute you, and you can ask your question. I will start off with some questions that have already been submitted, and I suppose this goes to you, Jens. Famoc is a Polish company. Does that mean that you are leaving the Nordics?
First and foremost, it is Famoc solutions that complement Techstep's solutions, and this is the main reason for the acquisition. We also believe that acquisition is well-placed in our strategy due to possibility of geographic expansion. Europe is a natural step after Techstep has conquered the Nordic, and as Gartner says, Techstep is the only Nordic provider of a complete MMS solution. Europe will be the natural next step for us.
Thank you, Jens. Further question regarding to the acquisition of Famoc. What synergies do you expect to achieve now after the acquisition of the software company Famoc?
Famoc will strengthen Techstep's customer offering. This will turn into, we think, accelerated growth of the conversion of our existing customer base. Also that we believe that it will speed up winning new managed services contracts. That is the two most important things. Of course, we also see that we will have a new market for our existing Techstep offerings that we think will be beneficial for us going forward. Cost synergies is minimal, I would say.
Thank you very much. Going back to the Q1 results and the general expectations, how do you currently experience the market? I suppose that goes to you as well, Jens.
Yeah. As we said in our report, we experienced a slow Q1. We noticed that there's, let's say, the effect of the COVID-19 is impacting our customers. Most importantly is that we see that some processes takes longer time than they used to, and there has been, let's say, fewer opportunities to work on in the first quarter. Obviously, the win rate is about the same as it's always been, so it has been somewhat lower activity level in the market in the first quarter.
Marius, you do not comment on revenue growth to any great extent. The question is why not? Follow-up question, furthermore, what kind of growth do you see ahead?
We are focusing on the growth in gross profit because we have changed the business model from a hardware focus with relatively low margins to selling our own software, advisory and services, and management of mobile devices. We keep repeating this every quarter because even though we have done a lot, we're still in the middle of this transformation, and it's quite important to us. Many of these revenue streams are booked over the contract period rather than traditional one-off sales, hence the focus on gross profit. We said in the outlook today that we have a target of 20%-25% growth in gross profit for the medium term, and we will do this by increasing the sale of software and services, which again increases the MMS portfolio, and further acquisitions.
Thank you. Coming on to annual recurring revenue, Marius. You have a growth of 66% from Q1 2020 in the number of Origo users. Can you comment on this and preferably share some growth ambitions?
Well, when it comes to the ARR, the most important thing for us right now is to get the users on the Origo platform and to roll out the service. And some of this will be on existing framework agreements where we cannot charge them yet, but only when these agreements are renewed. So you will see that we have quite an extensive amount of unbilled users. This is especially true in the public sector. As far as growth ambitions, again, we said today that we will double the number of Origo users for the next 12 to 18 months. It's the same thing we said last quarter, and we remained firm on these goals. And this is also where we expect to see the greatest potential for further growth.
Thank you very much. I remind the audience that you also have the ability to ask questions that you might have now, either by using the chat function in Zoom at the bottom of your screen. Alternatively, you may also raise your hand and ask these in person. There are, at this time, no further questions submitted previously. And I can see there is one question from the audience. One moment. Emails are coming in. So, can you elaborate on the cross-selling opportunities? What products and services in particular? I suppose, Jens, you'll be the right person to answer that question.
Regarding to the acquisition, I guess. Yes. So the cross-selling opportunities, we have talked about them quite a lot. And what we see, that what caught our attention in the first place was that they had an enterprise mobility management solution that perfectly fitted into our managed services stack. So we're going from using third-party software in our deliveries today, and can then with this software include that as an in-house solution. So what we have talked about previously, as we call it, platform services, where we manage the customer mobile infrastructure. Typically, we have done that with third-party software. Now we can do it ourselves. And we have done some calculations, and we think that the potential gross profit impact per device is up to 300 kroner increase for us. So that is a very clear tangible synergy that we see when we take this software into our own service stack. Going south, taking our existing offerings, especially the software that Mythos develops, the cost mobile cost control, the telecom expense management solutions, the Origo platform, there's obvious cross-sell opportunities that will take somewhat longer for us to become firm on that, because it's somewhat more complex. They are operating in markets where we know a little bit too, but we don't have the details on how to go about it. But we think that opportunity is huge, and we will definitely come back to you when we are more firm on that going forward.
Very good. Additional question. This, I will translate it into English. In what way would you address the reasons for the poor development in solutions for Q1?
I guess it's a mixed picture. It's been, as Jan said, a somewhat soft quarter. Again, it's important to understand that we're coming from this business model where we have been booking these revenues and gross profit effects on a one-off basis, and now we're seeing the effect of the increase in the leasing portfolio and the MMS portfolio, where you will recognize the revenues usually over a 2 to 3 year contract period, so you will not get the same effects and continuing to do reinvestments in marketing spend, IT spend, competence, etc. What we saw in Q1 was kind of a squeeze with the gross profit and the operational expenses. But having said that, it's important also to see the growth in the leasing portfolio, which has a good underlying improvement.
Thank you, Marius. One more question. Do you view Frisk Holding as a potential target? It looks like a competitor on software solutions in the health vertical.
Come
again.
we don't comment on the potential acquisitions. We appreciate the question, and that's pretty much all we can say.
Fair answer, I suppose. Very good. At this time, there are no other fellow. Oh, there's one more coming in here. Let's see. No, there are no further questions at this time. So I guess with that, we will then conclude the Q&A session. A recording of this this session will be made available on the techstep.no website. And with that, we will conclude and wish you all a continuous very nice day and week. Thank you and goodbye.